Florida Department of Health advises against latest coronavirus booster. By Hannah Blow on September 14, 2023. The Florida Department of Health is advising against the latest coronavirus booster shot for individuals younger than the age of 65, issuing several warnings, highlighting the potential adverse effects, including cardiovascular conditions such as myocarditis. The department released its guidance on September 13 following the federal government's approval of the latest mRNA booster shot on September 11. While the initial mRNA COVID-19 vaccines were authorized by the United States Food and Drug Administration, FDA, utilizing human clinical trial data, the most recent booster approval was granted in the absence of any meaningful booster-specific clinical trial data performed in humans. The Florida Department of Health wrote, contending that the federal government failed to provide sufficient data to support the safety and efficacy of the COVID-19 vaccines. Because of that, the department is expecting healthcare providers in the Sunshine State to remain transparent and offer individuals who are considering the new booster shot all of the information. Based on the high rate of global immunity and currently available data, the state Surgeon General recommends against the COVID-19 booster for individuals under 65. The guidance reads, urging individuals 65 and older to consult with their healthcare providers, who should review all potential concerns and information provided in the guidance. The department said both providers and patients should be aware that the mRNA booster shots present a risk of subclinical and clinical myocarditis and other cardiovascular conditions among otherwise healthy individuals. It also warned of the unknown risk of potential adverse impacts with each additional dose of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccine. Currently, individuals may have received 5 to 7 doses, and counting, of this vaccine over a 3-year period. Ultimately, Surgeon General Joseph LaDapo urges Floridians to stay healthy by staying physically active, eating more vegetables and healthy fats, minimizing processed food, and spending time outside. The guidance contains 14 references on the last 2 pages on claims made in the document. CDC and FDA continue to push COVID vaccines that are not backed by clinical evidence, but blind faith alone with zero regard for widespread immunity, LaDapo said on social media, sharing the guidance. The American people deserve the truth, but the Biden admin only wants to control your behavior, he warned. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis supports LaDapo's decision, asserting that the latest booster was hastily approved. We will not stand by and let the FDA and CDC use Floridians as guinea pigs for mRNA jabs that have not been proven to be safe or effective, he added. The Food and Drug Administration, FDA, approved and authorized the updated booster on Monday, opening the jab to everyone 5 years and older, regardless of previous vaccination. It also opens up this booster to babies, noting that individuals 6 months through 4 years of age who have previously been vaccinated against COVID-19 are eligible to receive 1 or 2 doses of an updated mRNA COVID-19 vaccine. Timing and number of doses to administer depends on the previous COVID-19 vaccine received. The FDA adds that unvaccinated babies and toddlers, those 6 months through 4 years old, are eligible for up to 3 jabs. 3 doses of the updated authorized Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine or 2 doses of the updated authorized Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Despite misinformation initially spread by President Joe Biden, coronavirus vaccines do not prevent transmission of the virus, nor do they prevent one from contracting it, Biden said during a town hall in July 2021. But again, one last thing. We don't talk enough to you about this, I don't think. One last thing that's really important is, we're not in a position where we think that any virus, including the Delta virus, which is much more transmissible and more deadly in terms of non-unvaccinated people, the various shots that people are getting now cover that. There, you're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. Ironically, exactly 1 year later, the vaccinated and boosted president contracted the virus.